This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 101. Hope you're all having a great weekend so far. If you missed last week's show, episode 100, you can listen to it on demand as a podcast, of course, and you can do that through your favorite podcast platform, be it iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker, and so on. Hey, you may be listening to this show now as a podcast instead of your local radio station, but it is last week's episode, June 15th. That was the 100th show, and it was a special from E3, the video game expo held in Los Angeles last week. I had several interviews recorded at this show, so I hope you enjoyed that milestone episode 100 of Tech It Out. But we do have a stellar show for you today as well. We're going to learn the top five things you can do with Amazon Alexa. We're going to speak with a company called VoiceBrew. They have an email newsletter and a website dedicated to getting the most out of your favorite smart speakers. So that'll be our first interview in a moment based on Amazon Alexa smart speakers, that wildly popular smart assistant that many people have. We'll talk with GE Healthcare this hour about a groundbreaking new command center in hospitals and care facilities. It's like pulled out of a movie or a TV show where it's usually airports and other public places, but now being used in healthcare and for good reason. We'll talk about that shortly with GE Healthcare. I'll also share some gadget gift ideas for any grad in your home if you want to get them a graduation gift before that grad goes off to college or joins the workforce. I've got some suggestions for you, about 10 or so. And finally, we're going to learn about a robotic bartender in Montreal that's serving up drinks, joking with patrons, and dancing around too. All of this and more on today's Tech It Out. All right, let's kick things off. Hey, do you love your Amazon Alexa smart speaker? Well, you're not alone. This voice-enabled personal assistant is one of the most popular tech products today. Using Alexa data and user surveys to see what's trending, VoiceBrew recently released a report called VoiceBrew 22, the 22 best uses for Alexa today. And here to talk with us about it is Catherine Prescott. She's the founder and editor of VoiceBrew, and she's an Amazon Alexa expert as well. Welcome, Catherine, to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Sure. And I am one of those who relies on an Amazon Alexa speaker on a daily basis. I'm sure you do as well.
Absolutely.
It's great. It just adds so much convenience. The hands-free interaction using my voice to ask a question or give a command, including controlling my smart home devices. So I love it. But before we talk about Alexa and some of your best uses for the technology, tell us a bit about VoiceBrew.
VoiceBrew is the first ever digital media company dedicated to helping people get the most out of voice assistants, focusing on Amazon Alexa. So we send our subscribers a free email newsletter with the latest tips on how to use Alexa, and voicebrew.com is a one-stop resource for easy-to-understand guides, advice, and tips on everything Alexa.
And why do you think Alexa-powered devices like Amazon Echo are so popular? I touched on the convenience earlier, but what do you think it is about it? It's just that it works so well?
That's a great question, Mark. So the Echo, which was the first smart speaker to market, has only been around for 5 years, and already 1 in 4 adults in the U.S. has a smart speaker with a voice assistant. And I think the reason people love them is that they are really easy to use. You know, we've gotten used to tapping and clicking, but talking is actually the most natural way that people communicate, even with technology. It's just so much easier to say, Alexa, play 80s music, than to open up your phone, navigate to your music app, connect to your Bluetooth speakers, and so on. But voice assistants like Alexa are getting better very fast. Most people don't know this, but Amazon has 10,000 employees dedicated to Alexa.
Wow. There's also a relatively low price of admission, right? I mean, with the Echo Dot, for example, I've seen them on sale for like, what, $39? So you really don't have to spend a lot because all the technology is really on the back end. It's really on Amazon's side. And that speaker with the microphone built in, or some of them have screens now, that's just sort of a conduit to that data. It doesn't really reside locally, correct?
That's right. It's all happening up on Amazon's cloud. And you can actually get an Echo Dot for $30 most of the time. And Sometimes it even goes down to $25. So you're right. The price of admission is low.
So now talk to us about Voice Brew 22. What is it exactly? And how do you know that these 22 features or uses for Alexa are popular among your users?
The Voice Brew 22 is a list of the 22 best uses for Alexa right now. So like any new technology, people are still figuring out how to best use Alexa. And half of smart speaker owners have never even tried a third-party voice application, such as like an Alexa skill would be a third-party voice application.
Right. Amazon calls those third-party add-ons skills, right? Capital S, K-I-L-L. And these are third-party, like you have to choose to add it onto your device through an app.
Yes. And that's like saying that half of people who have iPhones have never downloaded an app from the App Store.
Right.
That's a pretty crazy thing to think about. So the Voice Brew 22 list gives people a sense of where to start with Alexa. And it's based on proprietary data collected from the Alexa Skill Store, user surveys, extensive feature testing, and wisdom from the Alexa and Amazon Echo Reddit communities.
All right, so these are all 22 different skills, or are there some of these features that Amazon has offered that people just don't know about yet?
It's a mix of third-party skills, but also features that people just are not using yet.
We're chatting with Catherine Prescott, founder and editor of Voice Brew, and she's an Amazon Alexa expert. So without further ado, Catherine, let's cover the top 5 uses for Alexa based on your latest Voice Brew 22 list.
The first killer app for Alexa has definitely been listening to music.
Right.
Alexa makes it so easy to play music at home. So you just say, Alexa, play Bruce Springsteen, and Bruce magically comes on. Second, Alexa really simplifies starting your smart home. You mentioned this earlier, Mark. And I recommend starting with smart lights. It's really magical to turn on the lights with your voice. And there's a misconception that you need all kinds of wiring and new light fixtures, but really all you need is to buy a few smart light bulbs. And the setup is much easier than most people think.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you do need a hub like the Philips Hue system, but I know some of the newer solutions don't require a hub to add to your router. It just the bulbs just join your Wi-Fi, so it is getting easier all the time.
That's right, exactly. So the third use case that I love is Alexa has made waking up in the morning so much nicer for me. So you can easily set up an Alexa wake-up routine to gradually turn on your smart lights, read you the news, the weather, traffic, and play your get out of bed playlist.
And is that a third-party skill, or can you, through the app, through the Alexa app on your smartphone or tablet, can you set a wake-up routine through Alexa directly?
So you would set up your wake-up routine through Alexa directly, but then when it comes to news, for example, you can choose news from almost any third-party news source that you can think of that has a flash briefing.
Got it.
And include that as part of your routine.
All right, your fourth top best uses for Alexa today.
Number four, Alexa is a fantastic kitchen companion. People, myself included, absolutely love using Alexa while they're cooking. For timers, unit conversions, adding to shopping lists, Alexa can even remember where you keep infrequently used kitchen tools like a garlic press.
I love that feature. I've written about it before. So you can tell Alexa, I'm keeping this utensil in this cupboard, and if I ask you, remind me where it is. And so you could say, where do I keep that grandma's wooden spoon? And she'll tell you, she'll, being Alexa the voice, she'll say, Mark, it's in your top left drawer. You told me to remind you it's in your bottom right hand drawer, that kind of thing.
Exactly. It's such a helpful Alexa use.
And you can use also Alexa for recipes in the kitchen.
Yeah, of course. So you can have Alexa read you a recipe. And if you have an Alexa with a display, you can even see the recipe shown by Alexa on the screen.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a moment, Catherine. Another thing you may not want to ask Alexa in the kitchen is how many calories are in what you're about to eat, because she'll tell you.
She will tell you.
We'll continue chatting with Catherine from Voice Brew in a couple of moments from now for her fifth and final tip, and I'll share one of my favorites as well. But before we continue on with today's Tech It Out, this show is powered by Asus. Thank you for your ongoing support. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much, much more, including their line of gaming gear. They've got their ROG, or Republic of Gamer, laptops and desktops and accessories for the most discerning gamer out there. So they've done really well with that. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. They're one of my favorite tech companies, and I'm thrilled and honored to have them as a partner of mine on Tech It Out each and every week. When we return, more Alexa tips and tricks from Voice Brew. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 Model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
You know that maintaining your home, indoors and out, means working with the best brands. Lowe's helps you do it right by carrying trusted names like John Deere and Craftsman, and we help you save on them too. Now when you buy a John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mower, get a $200 Lowe's gift card via mail-in rebate. And you can get your choice of a Craftsman 20-volt max cordless string trimmer or a Craftsman 2-tool 20-volt max power tool combo kit for $99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 626 U.S. only. John Deere offer excludes California, Alaska, and Hawaii.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list, or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19, in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, welcome back to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. We're chatting with Catherine Prescott, founder and editor of Voice Brew. She's also an Amazon Alexa expert, and we're talking about Voice Brew 22, the 22 best uses for Alexa today. And we're just about to end off with her list, and I'm going to recommend one of my favorite tips as well.
I'll finish off with my fifth and one of my favorite Alexa use cases, and one that's growing really fast. And that's using Alexa to buy stuff. So when I need to reorder paper towel, I just say, Alexa, buy paper towel. She knows the one I last ordered on Amazon, and she can just place the order for it. It's so much easier than pulling out your phone, going to the Amazon app, or going to the Amazon website. So I think that, you know, voice commerce and buying things with Alexa is something that we're going to see a lot more of.
And would it send those items one by one, or does it queue them all up so it's all part of a larger order, because maybe some of these items can be bundled together. You know what I mean? I don't know if everybody wants to have 25 packages of groceries, you know, or other items, household items delivered to their door every week. Can you add it to like a shopping list instead?
You can add it to a shopping list. Yeah, you can add it to your cart, or you can just have Alexa buy it right then and there.
Very cool. One of my favorite underrated features of Alexa and other smart speakers, including the Google Home ones, is placing a call to any phone number in the U.S. or Canada for free. And you don't need a landline or a mobile phone connection to do it. It just uses Wi-Fi. It's VoIP, voice over internet protocol technology. So you could say, you know, either one of three things, actually. You could say, call, you know, Mary Smith. And if Mary Smith is in your address book, then it'll call her by the number you've got. And you could say, of course, mobile or work or home. You can say dial, and then you say the 10-digit phone number. Or you can even call a business by saying, you know, call the Home Depot on the corner of, you know, ABC and XYZ Street, and it'll try to locate that store and call it for you. So pretty neat stuff.
Absolutely. That's another great one.
Great. All right. So you mentioned earlier, Catherine, the smart displays starting to become popular. So instead of a microphone and a speaker, these are a microphone and a speaker, as well as a screen and a camera. Tell us about, for example, the Amazon Echo Show product.
So the first thing I'd say is you're going to start to see a lot more smart displays in people's homes. And here's why. We saw millions of people buying smart displays over the past year. And this is going to really accelerate with Amazon's announcement just a few weeks ago about the new Echo Show 5. It's the first affordable smart display priced at $90, so less than the standard Echo Smart speaker. So this new Echo Show 5, I believe, is going to be the down-the-middle smart speaker / smart display that everyone gets. The second point I want to make is that smart displays will provide a dramatically better and richer user experience for people compared to smart speakers. And that's because with a smart display, users get audio and visual output, as you said, Mark, from their voice assistant like Alexa or Google Home or whatever it is. And I think that this improvement is comparable to the shift from radio to TV. So, for example, with a smart display, instead of listening to Alexa read you instructions on how to cut a mango, you can actually see the step-by-step in a video. When you want to buy something you haven't bought before with Alexa, you can browse shopping options on the screen instead of listening to Alexa read out product details. When you're listening to music and you want to know the song that's playing, you can just look at the screen to find out instead of stopping the song to ask Alexa what it is. And the list really goes on.
Right. You can watch YouTube videos and other TV shows and movies. You can make video phone calls. You can look at a weather forecast, not just hear it, but see like a 7-day forecast with animation and graphics. And as you said, the list goes on and on and on. So there's a lot of benefits to sight along with sound to complement what you hear. So that's going to definitely be a popular product. I agree with you. So Catherine, as we wrap up, what's the best place to learn more about VoiceBrew and to sign up for that? Is it an email newsletter, you said?
Yes. Go to voicebrew.com and sign up for our free email newsletter. You'll get the latest tips so you can get the most out of your Alexa. And you can also find VoiceBrew on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. It's one word, VoiceBrew, capital V and capital B. Catherine Prescott, I've really enjoyed our chat. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Hey, I'd love to ask you, our valued listeners, do you use a smart speaker, be it Alexa, Google, Siri, or other? And why? What do you use them for the most? I would say that music is the number one application in our home for sure, as well as smart home control and some other things like getting the news and recipes and stuff. But I'd love to hear from you. You can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn. You can always find me, Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, _ Saltzman on Twitter. And then on Instagram, it's simply Mark Saltzman directly. Or you can even email me privately. I'd love to hear from you. Tech@marksaltzman.com. That's TECH @MARC saltzman.com. On that note, since I did celebrate the 100th episode of Tech It Out last weekend, I'd love to hear from you going forward for the next 100 shows, I hope. What do you want to hear more of? What do you want to hear less of? Do you have any guests or topic recommendations, things you don't like about the radio show or podcast? I'd love to get your feedback. If you do like the program, I would love to see more reviews, for better or for worse, on the podcast websites like iTunes. I've noticed that there's only a few reviews, so I'm hoping, like, hey, people, I know people are downloading and subscribing, so I'm assuming that you're digging it. I hope so, but please let me know if you like it by, you know, clicking on one of the 5 stars, so that would help tell others that it's worth downloading if you do like the program. As you know, my goal each week is to break down geek speak into street speak. All right, we'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back, everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend. You're listening to Tech It Out. Whether it be in movies or TV shows, many of us have seen what might be referred to as the command center of an airport. You know, that one room with many screens showing many different areas, lots of people standing around and watching and typing info into keyboards. Well, guess what? That really does happen in hospitals and care facilities, thanks to the folks at GE Healthcare Partners. This team at GE Healthcare Partners doesn't land planes, but their tech can save lives. Joining us with more on this command center technology, we've got Jeff Terry on the line. He's the CEO of Clinical Command Centers at GE Healthcare Partners. We also have Dr. Peter Chang, Vice President of Care Transitions and Chief Medical Informatics Officer at Tampa General. Welcome to the show, Jeff and Peter.
Good morning. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. So, Jeff, let's start at a high level. What is GE Healthcare and why a clinical command center?
Sure. Well, GE Healthcare is a leading global med tech company. We help patients with technology like CTs, MRIs, anesthesia machines, and, of course, software. A clinical command center is a team of people using artificial intelligence to optimize the delivery of patient care around the clock. That's needed because patients, of course, need the best outcomes, and we all need a health system that's affordable. Without something like a GE's command center, it's impossible to put data to work quickly enough to make a difference for patients in the moments that matter. Mm-hmm. And that's where clinical command centers make a difference.
So it's kind of like eyes on the ground there, even seen remotely. So what are the kinds of things you're looking for exactly?
Sure. We're expediting patients that are delayed, spotting when maybe there's a gap between one clinical service and another clinical service, helping make sure patients transition to the next moment in their care journey, whether that's from the acute setting to a post-acute setting like a nursing home or a staff nursing facility, or whether that's moving into an acute setting through an ED. At each of those moments in a patient's journey, we're helping to make sure that things move smoothly and that patients and that care teams have what they need to deliver the best care for patients.
Got it. Can you please clarify what ED stands for?
Oh, thanks. Emergency department.
Okay. All right. So ER or ED. I got it. Okay, cool.
That's right.
So, Peter, are these command centers focused on specific areas, say, for example, high risk or ICU patients?
Well, you know, our ICU patients, again, as you mentioned, are the highest risk patients of the hospital. They're a focus of our clinical command centers, but really it's every single patient that walks through the door. And really, it's about trying to make their care as efficient as possible and also the safest care possible.
All right. And so, Jeff, from what I understand, this technology can process literally hundreds of thousands of messages regarding patients on a daily basis. Can you elaborate?
That's right. At Tampa General, we're processing between 5 and 10 messages every second. And within about 30 seconds, GE's artificial intelligence has updated the data models and updated its forecasts or suggested an action, and presenting all of that information in a format about like you'd find on your smartphone. And that's the key, is to extract value from the massive amount of data and then present it to command center staff so they can consider taking an action.
And what is a message exactly? Can you clarify what that means?
I think more or less every time somebody hits enter on a keyboard or in a machine, that sends a message from one terminal to a database.
Okay. So there is still some manual input there at the hospital level.
Yeah, data is being inputted manually every second in a hospital, in a health system, and that's flowing through dozens of software systems and machines, and it tends to live in silos. And what our system is able to do is pull all that data together and connect the dots in near real time.
All right.
Yeah, Mark, I can elaborate a little bit on that. When you start looking at electronic health records, those are the systems that our healthcare providers live in day in and day out. It's really how they take care of patients and track the progression of care for patients. Also, you know, when we start looking at how medications are administered, it tracks every time, the patient gets a medicine and when that medicine is finished infusing it, if it's an IV one. So what the GE software does is actually look at all of that, thousands, hundreds of thousands of messages that could happen on an individual patient and aggregates it in a view that you can understand from a much higher level. It really makes a clear picture of what's going on with the patient, how we can identify disease processes earlier by looking at information that's sort of buried inside of our electronic health records.
So, Peter, from a physician's perspective, this system obviously better helps your patients, which at the end of the day is your MO. But is this different from what other companies are doing with AI in healthcare?
Yes, Mark, it's much different than what other companies are doing. When you look at artificial intelligence in healthcare, it's a very confusing notion, because what we need to do is be able to marry artificial intelligence with the clinical knowledge and skills of our healthcare provider. And I think that's the piece that everyone sort of leaves out. And so with GE, what we've been able to do is partner in a way where their artificial intelligence is empowering our bedside providers to be able to diagnose diseases quicker in the disease process. It also helps us make sure that patients get on a pathway and then stay on that specific pathway.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff, from GE Healthcare Partners' perspective, what would you say is the most important message that you'd like to convey regarding this command center technology?
Well, I think it's, number one, that the possibilities are virtually endless. This toolkit of combining artificial intelligence with human intelligence scales to staffing and pathways and disease management and long-term care and so much more. And that it's so important that this isn't technology for technology's sake. This is about helping caregivers with the real problems that they face every day in the massively complex and important environment of patient care.
And I know many of our listeners across the country are physicians, or they work for a healthcare facility, be it a small clinic, a medium-sized doctor's office, a hospital, or some other sort of healthcare center. So if they wanted to learn more about GE Clinical Command Centers, is there a website where they can glean more information?
Yeah, there is. It's gehealthcare.partners/cc.
All right, so that's not .com. Let's clarify. It's simply gehealthcare.partners/cc, which stands for command centers. Is that right?
That's right. Thanks, Mark.
Okay, thank you, Jeff Terry and Dr. Pete Chang. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on your work to date. Very exciting, impactful technology. So thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
When we return on Tech It Out, I'll share a few great gadget gift ideas for the grad in your home. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list, or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 62219 in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How do I feel? Awesome.
Like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Hundreds of thousands of people are discovering the relief of a fixed-rate debt consolidation loan through Avant.
I paid off all my credit cards, and now I just have one easy monthly payment with Avant. And I don't have to worry about the rates going up.
Avant offers you access to unsecured debt consolidation loans from $2,000 to $35,000.
When I saw Avant was accredited by the Better Business Bureau, I knew that was the company for me.
Do you know how good it feels to only worry about one monthly payment?
Experience the relief of a debt consolidation loan through Avant. Plus, get a free $50 Amazon gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and get this free offer, go to Avant.com and enter code 7575 when applying. Avant.com, code 7575. That's Avant.com, code 7575.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, which is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. Let's get the obvious out of the way here. Grads and dads can be hard to buy for. I know Father's Day has passed, but I know people are still buying gifts for that grad in their home, and a gift card is predictable and impersonal. What to do? Maybe a high-tech toy this year will do the trick. And so I showed a bunch of gadgets on TV over the past couple of weeks, and here are some highlights. Get that pen ready. Here we go. Why invest in a smart speaker when you can have a smart display? The just-launched Google Nest Hub for $169 at Best Buy is a sleek companion that lets you ask a question or give a command, but along with hearing information, you're seeing it too. Glance at a week-long weather forecast, recipe instructions, news headlines, and even puppy videos on YouTube. You can also control other smart home devices with the Google Nest Hub, such as seeing people at your front door, adjusting the temperature on a Wi-Fi thermostat, and so on. At retail or online, Best Buy is the only place to get the exclusive aqua color of the Google Nest Hub that I showed on TV. If that grad in your home is a gamer, I've got a bunch of ideas for you. The Nintendo Switch is a versatile gaming platform because it's both a portable gaming system you can play on the go, as well as a home console because it snaps into a docking station, which is included, to connect to your TV. It costs $2.99 and supports many great games, including the upcoming Super Mario Maker 2, a game that lets you create, play, and share your very own side-scrolling Super Mario levels. Love it. Speaking of gaming, two more gift ideas. Omen by HP is an ultra-high-performance laptop designed for those who take their interactive entertainment seriously. It delivers desktop-like performance, but in a portable form factor, with the latest processor and graphics options, so you can game on the go. Omen by HP is also VR-ready for virtual reality headsets that demand a high-end Windows PC. Omen by HP costs $11.99. And if you already have a gaming PC but would like a better monitor, I also showed on TV this week the LG UltraGear 34-inch monitor with FreeSync technology. This ultra-wide and curved monitor is perfect for your 9-to-5 work life, but also for your 5-to-9 downtime, as it has AMD's Radeon FreeSync, so it's super fast to keep up with the latest games with 1 millisecond response times. It costs $10.49. Next up, a super cool Bluetooth speaker, one with a great retro look to it as well. I showed Klipsch's The One. It's a precision-tuned premium wireless speaker with exceptional lows, mids, and highs. This compact speaker can fill a room with clear, powerful, and well-balanced sound. As for that retro design, it enjoys a wood veneer finish and copper switches and knobs. Really, it looks classic, very cool. And if you don't want to keep it plugged in, The One's battery lasts up to 8 hours on a single charge. From Klipsch, this product costs $2.99. If you're just joining us now, I'm sharing some gadget gift ideas ranging in price from $49 all the way up to a giant TV if you want to splurge on you and your family this summer. I'll get to that in a moment. If the grad in your home takes his or her coffee seriously, the Nespresso Expert is a premium coffee machine with 3 temperature settings, 4 coffee cup sizes, and there's a high-tech component as well, a companion app on your smartphone or tablet allowing you to brew on demand from anywhere in the home, or you can schedule a brew, as well as manage the capsules and order more too. It holds recipes on the app. The Nespresso Expert costs $260. If the grad in your home could benefit from a new PC, and if the budget permits, Microsoft Surface Book 2 is a powerful and versatile 15-inch device to take on the go. It offers 4 times the power as the original Surface Book and up to 17 hours of battery life. As for its versatility, it's both a tablet and a laptop because you can detach the screen at any time. Love it. The Surface Book 2 costs $10.99. And why not give the gift of travel to that grad in your home, perhaps before they go off to college or starting in the workforce? By using an app like TravelZoo. It's a free app that publishes the best travel deals for Americans. An example is a trip from the U.S. to Iceland for as low as $549, or $49 flights to dozens of cities within the U.S. via Southwest, or $799 to Portugal for 7 days, including airfare, hotel, and rental car. You get the idea. These are the kinds of deals that you can find on TravelZoo, which you can download for free to your Android or iPhone device. Finally, proving that they can remain leaders in innovation, Samsung has just released its first 8K TV to the public. That delivers 4 times the resolution of a 4K TV. In plain English, you've never seen a more lifelike picture. And no, there is not a lot of 8K content yet, aside from a few YouTube videos, but it can upconvert or upscale other content to near 8K quality, thanks to Samsung's AI or artificial intelligence. It's available in 65 inches all the way up to 98 inches, budget and wall size permitting. These TVs are absolutely stunning. Samsung.ca has more on their new QLED 8K TVs that you probably have seen advertised over the NBA Finals. As you can see, there's no shortage of great gadgets, gear, and games for grads, as well as that app, TravelZoo, for a travel experience. So no shortage of great things. I'm just going to recap again right now all the products I just listed off in case you missed it. I talked about the Google Nest Hub, which is a smart display that lets you see, not just hear answers from your Google Assistant. I talked about the Nintendo Switch gaming console and the upcoming game Super Mario Maker 2. Omen by HP is a high-performance laptop to game on the go. I talked about the LG ultra-wide and curved monitor. It's got a 21:9 aspect ratio, so super wide. A Bluetooth speaker with a retro design. That's the Klipsch The One wireless Bluetooth speaker. I love the design on that. The Nespresso Expert is a premium coffee machine with an app that lets you control it all remotely. Microsoft's Surface Book 2 is a versatile laptop that can detach the screen and then be used as a tablet. No shortage of great ideas. We'll be right back with our final interview on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You may have heard of robotic baristas who can make you a coffee or one that can flip hamburgers. But have you heard about a robotic bartender that can not only mix you a drink, but can dance a little and interact with patrons as well? That's the idea behind the aptly named R1B1, a robo bartender, which just made its debut at a bar restaurant in Montreal. Joining us on the line to explain is Cedric Montreau. He is the creator of the R1B1 robot. Welcome to the show, Cedric.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's an exciting time for you, I know, because the R1B1 has just started making drinks for the public. Tell us about this robot.
Yes, this is an interactive robot, and it's bartender. Like it, the people, they have to come to see a robot just for have a drink. R1B1 is interactive, and it can talk to you, it can dance with you, it can make a prank to you.
All right, because this is radio, please help us understand what the R1B1 looks like. It's like a white robot, kind of, with large arms that can move around the bar, right?
Yes, it's a robot. It's like a robot for a company who are making, like, industry, for industry company. And the robot, it's like more than 3,000 kilo. So that's really big machine. When I saw this machine, and I said, oh, my God, we can do something more human with that. And it took me 2 years, and I made it.
So it took you 2 years to build the R1B1 robot. And does it actually hold the glass for you? Like, does it actually mix the drinks? Like, if you ask for a vodka martini, it will understand what you want and mix it? Or does it just serve it to you?
Alors, if you ask a vodka martini, it won't serve you because you have two alcohol in the glass. But if you ask a vodka and tonic water, it's going to understand you and to serve you. If you ask a champagne, glass of wine, whiskey and coke, he understands it and he can serve you. If you want a beer, too, he can make beer.
All right. So there's some limitations on what the R1B1 can create. So it can't do complicated recipes, if you will.
Yeah, he won't do mojitos, and he won't do, like, cocktail of mixology.
Okay, so it actually makes the drink. So let's say I ask for a screwdriver. It knows to pour orange juice and vodka together with ice. It can do this, right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, he will.
That's amazing. Okay, now talk to us again about what it says to you. It can tell you jokes. It can, I mean, is this artificial intelligence, or are they just like pre-recorded responses? Tell us a bit about the interaction.
Alors, this is not intelligence artificielle, like you say. When you come, the best example, it's if you go with your girlfriend to the bar and the bartender try to pick up a little bit your girlfriend, you are not very happy. The thing is, the robot, you go to see the robot, and the robot try to pick up your girlfriend, is going to make you laugh. So it's going to make prank about that. That's crazy when he do that, because we gave him a personality, and in his personality, he like women. So when you are a woman, he is always like, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you're nice. Oh, I like your hair. And a lot of things like that.
All right. And does it have a camera for eyes? How does it see who it's talking to?
There is a laser on the right eyes. And that means he's speaking with you. And on the left eye, there is a camera, because we need to know how many people there is, the color of your clothes, and stuff like that.
Interesting. Now, you go to your restaurant in Montreal, and this is an exclusive place, Cedric, that has the R1B1 for now. But is your plans to make this mass-produced and have this across the country or across the world?
It's the first one, so now we have to make it famous, and I wish some people they will want to try the experience.
All right, so the website is www.le1616.ca.
Exactly.
All right, Cedric Montrant, good luck with this. It's very exciting. I encourage our listeners to, at the very least, go on the internet and see some videos of the robot in action. It's pretty fascinating.
Thank you very much. You're welcome when you come in Montreal.
Thank you very much. I'll be there. I'm going to check this out.
Okay. Thank you.
Be
goodbye.
Well. Thank you, Cedric. A robotic bartender. What will they think of next? Thanks for listening to Tech It Out, everyone. Hope you've enjoyed this week's show. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info on their great products. That's asus.com/US/radio. I'm wishing you all a great rest of your weekend, and I look forward to catching up with you next time on Tech It Out, episode 102. Bye-bye for now.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
U.S. LLC.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump delaying immigration raids that were set to start tomorrow.
The president tweeting from Camp David that at the request of Democrats, he'll delay for 2 weeks the start of the raids, which would have deported as many as 2,000 families. Mr. Trump says the delay will allow time to see if Democrats and Republicans can fix what he calls the loophole and asylum problems at the southern border. If not, he says, deportations start. The plan, announced earlier in the week, would have involved pre-dawn raids in a number of cities.
Correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Protesters in Hong Kong ended their overnight siege of police headquarters peacefully today, disappointed that their demands for the territory's leader to formally withdraw a contentious extradition bill and for police to apologize for heavy-handed tactics went unmet. President Trump says military action's always an option in response to Iran downing an unmanned U.S. military aircraft this week.
It's always on the table until we get this solved. Yeah. We have a tremendously powerful military force in that area. It's always on the table until we get this solved. Thank you.
Mr. Trump made his remarks before leaving for Camp David earlier today. U.S. and Canada urging lawmakers in both countries to give final approval to a new three-country trade agreement. Mexico this week became the first of the three nations to ratify the agreement known as the USMCA. But lawmakers in the U.S. and Canada must still approve the deal. It was a topic at the White House Thursday when President Trump hosted Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The Greek Orthodox Church of the United States, a far-flung denomination of 1.5 million members today, installed its first new leader in 20 years, a lifelong European whose top priority is completing construction of a shrine in New York City linked to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, It will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
The European Union has set a June 30th deadline for Switzerland to accept a deal on future relationships with the EU. Otherwise, the Swiss stock market would lose mutual trading access with EU stock markets. BBC correspondent Mike Saunders says the move could foreshadow the EU Commission taking a similar hard line against Britain.
The deal struck at the end of 2017 gave Swiss stock markets direct access to EU investors. But the Commission's patience has run out, given what it called the time, effort and political goodwill it had put into the related institutional framework agreement, the bigger deal on key sectors. A Swiss request for further clarification was taken as a demand to reopen the agreed text, a red line. The Commission's response may serve as a warning to those who think the EU is bluffing over the immutability of Britain's withdrawal agreement.
Switzerland is not a member of the European Union. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Nearly all of the 20-plus Democratic presidential hopefuls in South Carolina, where House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn's world-famous fish fry kicked off a weekend of political events.
It's a raucous event hosted by the House Majority Whip, who gave each candidate 2 minutes to state their case. Former Vice President Joe Biden is considered a front-runner.
This election is more important than anyone, no matter how old or young you are, you've ever been involved in. Not because any one of us are running, but because of the man who occupies that office.
They mostly all agree on health care and education funding and ousting President Trump. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Michigan.
He goes after people of color. He decides he's going to send us to war by tweet.
And businessman Andrew Yang.
I am the man for that job because the opposite of Donald Trump is an Asian man who likes math.
The candidates will square off in two debates later this month in Miami. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Hey, welcome everyone. It's Popular Technology Radio. I'm Mike Etchart. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are talking tech as we always do, and we're going to actually spend a lot of time on what's going on up at the Game Developers Conference later on in the show. We've got Jessica Condit from Engadget reporting in from there, talking about a lot of stuff, including that big Google announcement, which you might have heard. So if you're a gamer, we're going to certainly cover your world today and talk about a lot of things that are going on up there and what's going on in that industry in general. But, you know, oh boy, I'm using this segment to rant a little. You listen to the show, you might recognize or remember that I'm not a huge fan of AT&T. For a long time, of course, they had my cellular service, and they've basically
merged with Time Warner. And they started, I think, the process back in 2016. It kind of really just happened. But they made some interesting news this week. But before I tell you about the news, let's talk about back in 2016 when they announced the merger with Time Warner. It was at the time an $85 billion merger. And, of course, at the time, the chairman of AT&T, a guy named Randall Stephenson, said, "We intend to give customers unmatched choice, quality, value, and experiences that will define the future of media and communications." Lofty, wordy goals, right? And, of course, everybody, me included, was very skeptical, because what usually happens in these mergers is it's good for big companies, but it's not good for us as consumers. And lo and behold, there's been some news this week. Shouldn't surprise anybody, but here we are. And I'm actually looking at the article from Michael Hiltzik. He writes for the Los Angeles Times in the business section. He is a wonderful observer of things like this. And no surprise, they are raising prices on their DirecTV Now packages. We talked, I guess it was last week, about a lot of these skinny bundles, and DirecTV Now was one that was actually pretty good when it was announced. But lo and behold, now that the merger has closed, they are raising the prices on DirecTV Now. And as Michael says in his article, the only conclusion that can be drawn is that we were suckers. And they basically pulled the wool over our eyes. So the prices for DirecTV Now are going up. There used to be, I think it's a $10 increase for its sort of non-satellite online streaming service. And the number of channels in that package are going down. So is this going to be the last time we'll hear about this? I doubt it. And it'll be interesting to see, because I think we've talked about it on the show a little bit. You know, if you're a Netflix streaming customer, and most of us use Netflix and love Netflix, there's going to be competition from, amongst others, AT&T and the new company, which is now called Warner Media. They are going to be having, as expected anyway, a competitor to Netflix, another streaming service, as is Disney. Disney Plus is coming down the pike, but with so few people offering this, more than in the past, but still, these large companies, and I'm going to guess that the prices will continue to go up. So, a lesson for us all, don't ever believe the hype when these big companies try to merge, and no matter what they say, it is not going to end well for us as customers. It's very, very disappointing to read that, and so soon after really the books were closed on that merger. There we have it. But go back and check Michael's article out. Michael Hiltzik, he is in the LA Times, and he is writing about the merger and their supposed, you know, all the wonderful things that are going to happen for us as consumers when this merger happens. It happened, and it ain't happening for us. So this is going to be the future moving on. But hey, what are you going to do? I make that payment every month to AT&T, but now that they own Warner Media, as the new company is called, they own DirecTV. They own, of course, AT&T, the cellular service, and the landlines. They are one big company, but they also are now in the content business, which they weren't in the past. But on that note, we are going to shift over to games. When we come back, you're listening to PopTech Radio. Thanks for joining us, and stick around, because we've got a lot of great stuff coming up.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track, as well as drivers like you and me on the street, for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew.
And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Weird, boxy, funky, fun, iconic. You can call the Kia Soul a lot of things, but you can never call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry Urban Explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean that you vote a certain way or share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means that you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I always think of our military men and women as being the ultimate patriots. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us. One of the many services they fund is the National Service Officer programs that help veterans nationwide receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help fund organizations that help veterans who were wounded in combat. They help fund programs that help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org, 888-414-4483. givetopurpleheart.org, 888-414-4483.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It is Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchart, and we have got the groovy gal from Engadget. She is Jessica Condit. She is a senior editor. And Jessica, we are living vicariously through you today because you were up at the Developers Conference in San Francisco, the Game Developers Conference. Are you having a good time?
I am, yeah. It's always a fun show. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's been years since I've been to that event. And, you know, and I went to E3 for so many years. And I tend to think of this as the same thing, but this is much more sedate and sort of cerebral. It's not a trade show, right? This is kind of a conference where there is exchanging of information and workshops and things like that. It's a little more laid back than, let's say, E3.
Yeah, so like E3 is a consumer-focused show. It's for the people that play games. You know, the press conferences and everything are. But Game Developers Conference is actually for the developers. It's for people to learn tricks on how to make games, see the latest technologies from major companies. I mean, that's why Microsoft is here. That's why Google is here this year as well.
And is this new for Google? Have they not kind of been there? Or are they always there kind of checking things out, but it's a little different focus this year for them?
Yeah, so this is definitely the biggest presence Google has had at GDC in years. I've been coming, oh, God, this has to be my fifth year, maybe sixth. I don't know. It's all a blur. Yeah, this is definitely the biggest presence that Google has had in years and years, yeah.
Well, and in general, it just seems like all of these things, whatever events they are, regardless if it's a consumer-based thing, whether it's sort of a trade-based thing like this, they all kind of seem to get morphed into these big announcements and kind of platforms from which folks like Google, in this case, you know, want to do this. Is GDC getting a little more crazier than it used to be?
You know, I think GDC is a pretty smart place for Google to make its announcement of Stadia, its new game streaming service. The Game Developers Conference is a little more chill than E3. There aren't as many major publications. They can announce it in a place where developers are going to be excited about the possibilities that they're talking about. So there's just a more calm air than something like E3.
Right.
Or maybe a little less scrutiny as well, I think.
Well, that's interesting. Well, let's talk about Stadia. So there were lots of rumblings ahead of time that Google was going to announce something. Was there much detail to that prior to this? Did people know that this was going to be sort of a cloud-based game platform, or was it still kind of before the announcement, was everybody kind of unclear what it was?
So there were a lot of rumors, of course. It is tech after all.
Yes, indeed.
So, we kind of had an idea of what Google was going for. We knew that streaming was definitely the next move. They had a big beta test of its streaming service just like late last year. And I participated in that, and it actually worked very well. So I did the Project Stream beta test, and that was basically Google testing out Stadia.
Interesting. And now,
they said something, but there's a lot of mystery about this, right? They kind of gave the real top-level thing, this is what it is, and then we'll get back to you, right? There's a ton of questions, I guess I'm getting at, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly, and that's exactly what I talked about with Phil Harrison yesterday, actually. So Phil Harrison, GM and VP of Google, he's leading the gaming push. He's leading Stadia. He's former Xbox and Sony guy, so he's been around.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually, I sat down with him, and the only real questions I had were, how confident are you that the infrastructure for cloud gaming is actually in place? You know, no matter how powerful Google is, they can't control necessarily how fast the internet is for every home or for every user on the go. So that's my big concern. And he was evasive and very political. But they do have answers for those things. We'll just see if they work.
Sure, exactly. Well, and again, there's a number of things that make anything like this challenging. And certainly the back end is that. You know, it's easy to control what's going on your end. But when you get to my house, boy, that adds an entirely different wrinkle. And people have been talking about this. Other companies have kind of dabbled in this. You know, is it time for this? I mean, it just has technology kind of made this the right time to launch that?
I definitely think Google has the right vision, and Google is, of any company in the world, Google is positioned very well to make something like this happen. They're promising streaming at 4K, 60 frames per second over existing broadband connections now and mobile connections. That's a really big promise. And I mean, for any company, even Google, that's a really, really big promise. And my concern is that Stadia will launch, it will work, but not as well as Google's saying. It will still be stuttery. It still will maybe not let people play the games they really want to play, how they want to play them. And as impressive as the technology will be, maybe it won't be exactly what Google actually said it would do, and then it'll be seen as a failure from there.
Well, and that's kind of
my concern.
Yeah, and that's my sort of next question. Let's say that happens. Let's say it is a failure. Is that a recoverable failure? Are consumers in the gaming space willing to kind of hang with them as they work that stuff out? Or is that like really a catastrophic failure?
I think it would be bad for the image, whatever. But I think gamers especially, the gaming industry is usually a proving ground for new technologies, right? Players are used to testing out, I mean, VR before it happens, AI before it really knows what's going on, like all these things. This is what we do. So I think overall, Google can launch, it can be rocky, and they can recover because the infrastructure is coming. I just don't think it's here this year, which is when Google wants to launch Stadia.
Well, on that note, let's take a quick commercial break. We're speaking with Jessica Condit. She is the senior editor at Engadget. She is hanging out at the Game Developers Conference up in San Francisco. We are talking about Stadia and other things, and we've got more with Jessica when we come back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We are talking games. We are talking Stadia, the new Google announcement. We've got Jessica Condit. She is the Engadget senior editor, and she is there. She, in fact, was working on the beta. And, Jessica, when did you say that rolled out, the beta? Was it over the summer?
Yeah, so this was actually, I want to say it was late last year, maybe mid last year, but okay. It was around the launch of Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
And did you notice, you know, our producer Cody was talking off air about it, you know, was there, you know, noticeable lag as you were playing these games?
Yeah, so Google recommends 25 megabits for Stadia to actually function for your speed. So I have an internet connection of just about that, honestly. It's really not that great. So the game, I was playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, that's the beta test they rolled out, and it loaded on my 2015 MacBook Air. I played it in the Chrome browser, like playing a AAA game, pretty high quality, in my browser, on an old laptop. It was cool. It played for a while, but it definitely stuttered. I definitely noticed input lag, and my connection even cut out a few times. That said, that was actually a very successful test. I've tried a lot of streaming services over the years, and Project Stream, the beta, was actually the best that I'd ever experienced. And I was really impressed that it worked over my not-so-great internet connection.
So, yeah, and it was the computer either.
It was an old laptop, old work laptop. So.
Wow.
It was impressive, but also, I mean, also not perfect. And Google is kind of promising perfection right now.
Right. There's so many different things to ask questions about. So we talked about the back end, you know, the tech side of things. There's also the business model. So the headlines seem to be Netflix for gaming. Do we know what the business model is? Is it subscription? Is it a buy game purchase? Is it something in the middle? Is there answers to these questions?
They haven't said. And I asked Phil Harrison. He, of course, wouldn't say. But, I mean, I assume there's some kind of subscription method in there. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw another layer of games to rent or buy behind that as well. I mean, Google's good at monetization, so they're going to do whatever they can there.
That is the definite truth. They are very good at monetization. So we don't know what that is. You know, what about, say, an existing game and porting that over to this new platform? Is that going to be a challenge? Do we know?
So actually, I think that's the part that Google was excited to talk about, and that might be why they decided to make this announcement at the Game Developers Conference. They're basically trying to make this platform as open as possible for developers. They're partnering with companies like Unity and Unreal, the two major game engine companies, and a bunch of other studios they have on board already. They're really making this so developers can make a game and have it on Stadia, which means it's basically available on every platform. That's the real key, the heart of Google's announcement. Once it works, streaming really does turn games into a platform-agnostic medium, and that's really cool.
Potentially, you know, because it's still hard to exactly know, but how does this kind of fit into the ecosystem of games? Is it a replacement for something, or does it live with consoles and with PC games and other things? Is it just going to be another thing, or does it kind of take over everything?
So there's no reason that Stadia has to replace the entire console market, and it definitely won't, at least not right away. I think we're still going to see a few generations of consoles. I mean, there are still millions of people playing Xbox 360. So consoles are going to be around for a little while longer, I think. But if this takes off, if Google can get this to actually work, I mean, Stadia is, I think, the new future, the new ecosystem of selling and playing games. Whether it will replace consoles, I mean, 10 years from now, maybe we'll see. But I think consoles will be okay for a while.
Now, the other thing,
anybody who has Netflix, you realize that when Netflix first started out, it was awesome, and they were licensing content. And then they got kind of big enough where content owners were very wary of enabling them to get bigger, and they kept raising the prices for licensing of content. Then, of course, they are making their own content now because for that very reason. So, and with the rise of these other potential competitors like Disney Plus and the unnamed, I think, AT&T Warner Media product that's coming out, you know, is Google maybe going to face that in this kind of, we don't really know, again, the tremendous details, but will people be a little wary of licensing products to Google just to, you know, to kind of keep them in check?
Yeah. What I actually worry about there is how discoverability and curation is going to work on the platform, like for indie developers especially.
Right.
How are they going to monetize their content, and how are they going to – I mean, every platform has struggled with curation. Steam and even the App Store, Google Play, any platform with a bunch of games doesn't really know how to handle – you know, showing people new games that they'll actually enjoy, or getting quality games out to the forefront. And I wonder how this changes the economic model for a lot of smaller developers who will be entering this unknown, maybe subscription model, maybe a pay per game model. We're not sure. I mean, Stadia opens up a lot of monetization options in terms of, you can send a link to a friend, they can open it and literally have a game in their browser in 5 seconds. That's what Google is saying. So that's a new way to discover games, and we'll have to figure out what that actually means first.
Right, interesting. We are speaking with Jessica Condit. She, of course, is a senior editor from Engadget. She's up at the Game Developers Conference in San Francisco. We got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more of Jessica and more of the news from GDC. So stick with us. It's PopTech Radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And we are back. It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart with Jessica Condit. She, of course, from Engadget. She's a senior editor up there. And up there means San Francisco, where she is right now. She's at the Game Developers Conference. And we were talking about in the last segment curation, Jessica, which is really interesting. And we were also talking about Netflix, because it's been bantered about. And with this, is it's Netflix for games. But the gaming industry is so hyper-competitive, and it's such... I mean, everything's a hit-driven business, but nothing like gaming. And, you know, it is completely hit-driven. Is that a challenge for Google rolling this out? That, you know, unlike, let's say, film and television, the back catalog has so much more value in that silo, let's say, than gaming does. Are they going to stumble if they can't get those absolute smash hit games? And again, and then how do they curate non-smashes or catalog stuff?
Right. So they're partnering with a lot of studios, and they're rolling out a lot of tools that they're hoping developers will gravitate to, so they just kind of naturally build games for Stadia. Like, they have this one tool they showed off where you can have a scene of, like, a person running through a street, and you can overlay any art style you want over the entire game, like animation and all, and turn it into Starry Night or a woodcut style or what, just whatever on the fly. I mean, this is crazy cool technology for developers. Wow. So Google has a big reach. They definitely can attract developers. What they're trying to do is basically make games work on any platform, which potentially means they can work on any store as well. So people building games for Steam, they're already building games for Stadia, technically, is kind of the idea.
Right. Well, and then when you see a new product like this, you know, who's going to get maybe left behind? You know, it does this... in the short term impact, let's say, Steam, the hub for indie-produced games, are they going to maybe kind of get crushed under the tires of Google first in a potential Google offering like this?
I think Valve is fine. Steam is fine. I mean, so Steam has been the leading game store for, 15 years. It's really been, like, the only option, and it has thousands and thousands of games. It's great, but also terrible because... it's hard to find games that you'll actually enjoy sometimes. There are competitors coming out to Steam already. So, like, the Epic Games Store just launched, and this is the store from the creator of Fortnite, Epic.
Yeah.
They also do the Unreal Engine, which is a huge business for them. It's a very powerful game engine. So they have their own game store now. So Valve is already feeling pressure. The mobile market has taken off in ways that I don't think many people predicted. So there's already a lot of competition there. The idea is now to bring all these ecosystems together, and that's kind of where Stadia can fill that gap. It's kind of sitting above the industry and saying, we can work with all of these games, come to us.
Wow. And are there monetary advantages? Is it going to be a licensing? I guess we don't know. Will Google be paying licensing fees to get those games there, or is it just, here's the tools, put it up if you want?
Who knows? So that's the big question. We don't know how developers will make money. We don't know how we'll even pay for the service. But Google does have, along with, like, the Stadia service, Stadia Games and Entertainment, which is their studio arm. It's their game development part of the business. And that's led by Jade Raymond, who they just announced they hired. And she's pretty incredible. She's the visionary behind Assassin's Creed. She founded Ubisoft Montreal. She knows what she's doing. That's actually really encouraging. I like seeing her in that role. Again, like Phil Harrison, they brought him in from the games industry. I think they know what partnerships to make, so they'll be okay there.
It got a lot of excitement and a blast whenever that was 48 hours ago, whenever they really first announced it. Now that
Now that the dust has settled, what is the kind of temperature at the Game Developers Conference from developers? Are they, you know, over the moon optimistic? Or are they cautiously optimistic? Or is everybody kind of waiting and seeing? What's the mood?
Yeah, so I went to an ID at Xbox event, so it's indie developer kind of showcase, and I asked a handful of developers there what they thought about Stadia because it had just been announced. And all of them have the same questions we're talking about, which is basically, how will I make money?
Yes.
Yeah, how does this even work? They didn't know. So everyone's figuring it out right now, but yeah, Google's not talking about money right now.
Right. And that's really the one conversation that everybody wants to have, isn't it? Let's talk about money, for crying out loud.
I mean, it's important.
Yeah. Yes. You know, and to that, maybe let's just kind of step back for a second. Give us an overall, how is the games business doing?
So the games industry itself is doing just fine, but I think there's a lot of turmoil in the AAA sector, especially right now. There's a lot of talk about unionizing and giving developers collective bargaining rights, because there was a lot of talk last year about studios overworking employees and this idea of mandatory crunch, where developers work sometimes for months on end, like 80-hour weeks.
Yes.
Rockstar founder, he bragged about having his team work 100-hour weeks to finish the game, and this kind of set off a whole cascade. So, I mean, there's a lot of discussion in the industry about, how do we stop laying off entire teams of talented developers right after games release? Because that's kind of the cycle right now. You right. can make a smash game and still get laid off at the end of it, just because yeah. that's what happens, and that's the studio system.
And you kill yourself.
So hopefully things like that can improve.
Yeah, you get laid off after it's been a hit game, and you killed yourself in the last whatever it was.
Oh, exactly.
When I was in the game,
you're emotionally destroyed.
Yeah, we used to have this kind of line, which is, when you're developing a game, the first 90% of the game takes 90% of your resources and time, and then the last 10% takes the other 90% of your resources and time. It's just a slog to get that thing out the door, and it kills people. All right, on that note, we got to take a quick commercial break. We're coming right back. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We are talking with Jessica Condon, and she is from Engadget up at the Developers Conference, and we're coming back with Pop Tech Radio.
Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Words larger.
Call it boring. And now, with a wide variety of newly adapted trims, it's time to expand your vocabulary. The adventure-hungry urban explorer Soul X-Line, the stylish, tech-savvy Soul EX, and the relentlessly athletic, turbocharged Soul GT Line Turbo. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo.
Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We are back. It's Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart talking with Jessica Condit. She is from Engadget. She's a senior editor. She is up in San Francisco at the Game Developers Conference. She is filling our heads with knowledge about what is going on up there. We've been talking about Stadia, the new Google platform. We're also talking about, in the last segment, AAA games. Those are the blockbusters. And Jessica, you know, because I don't really know, because I've been out for a while, when you're talking about one of these blockbuster AAA games, what's the budget these days?
Millions, if not billions of dollars. That's really where it is right now.
Wow.
For the top-of-the-line games. That's including marketing. Marketing is a huge portion of AAA budgets. That's the advantage they have over indie developers, really.
Right, is that marketing budget. And we, in the movie business, the kind of rule of thumb has always been, you know, if you spend $100 million on production on a movie, you're going to spend the same amount on marketing and advertising just to let people know what's out
yep.
there. So in the world mm-hmm. of games, you are talking bigger budgets than movies, which means bigger marketing budgets
yes.
and more risk. It's scary when you're writing checks for hundreds of millions of dollars for something that could flop. Now let's go over to indie land then. Let's talk about indie games. And I know that is near and dear to your heart. Is it equal representation up at the Game Developers Conference with the major studios and the independent folks?
There are a ton of indie developers here. It's, I think, more indie developers than AAA just because there are so many indies out there. So they come here to you know, learn all the tricks from the big companies, but they're also networking and also, you know, making partnerships with these major companies. It's a really cool scene.
One of the interesting things that has happened in, let's say, film, and I really come from music, so I'll talk about music, which is, you know, the good news is the barriers have come down, essentially. The tools are dramatically improved for independent artists, whether you're a musician or a filmmaker or a game developer. You can almost mm-hmm. catch up to these frontline productions. But the bad news is it's so hard to get heard. And, you know, how are indie folks doing? I mean, obviously there's a ton of them, but are they making money? And do you see people kind of entering indie games one and done? Is it challenged, of course, because there's just so much indie product?
Yeah. So as the game development tools themselves become more accessible, there are obviously more games out there. More people are able to make whatever's in their head actually translate to the screen. And it used to be a very specific art form. It used to take a lot of dedication, training, and it still absolutely does take a lot of that to make a good game. But it's easier than ever to just plug in some ideas for what you have and actually have a game at the end of that. So there are more indie developers than ever, and getting discovered is a constant problem. If you're not, like, on stage at Microsoft's E3 conference, chances are you're not going to get, you know, noticed during something like E3. So Steam has always had, like, Steam sales, and that's been the way they do it, and Apple has featured apps and things like that. But I don't think anyone has cracked the code for actually having their game reach the right audience right away, just because the market is so, so saturated.
Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely a good news, bad news situation. If you have aspirations to be in that business, to be independent, whether you're a filmmaker or a musician or a game developer, it is tough. With what's left of our segment, what else is happening that has really got you excited? There must be other news besides Google out of GDC. What's got you fired up?
Yeah, so we saw the Oculus Rift S, the new Oculus headset, and that was really cool. Hey, VR is still here, everyone. Everyone thought it was going to go away, but it's still around. People are still making better, newer headsets. There are 10 million estimated headsets out there in the wild. So it's a real market, and that's actually really exciting to see it find its footing and now be able to grow. You know, we've had a lot of kind of bulky and not very comfortable headsets out there. So now VR can hopefully take its foundation as a solid market and really advance from there.
Of course, it's been the buzz sort of for the last 5 years, really. I think in the media, we tend to think of things as whatever new technology is, it's going to be dominant. Is VR maybe not going to take over the world, but it is a viable segment of this world? Maybe there will always be VR and non-VR games? Is that kind of what's shaking out, or does it still have room to grow?
I'm not sure how the final market looks for VR or AR. I do think AR is the stronger product of those two.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were a battle between VR and AR, AR would win. But I think VR is good for certain applications. It makes sense for certain immersive experiences. So I don't think it has to disappear at all. I just think once we figure out what VR can do, how we want it to operate, the technology catches up, I think we can have a real industry there for a while. Yeah.
Whenever we have sort of technological advances like this, there's always kind of the demonstrations of ideas. But it takes a long time for the content creators from the artistic side to really kind of blend those in a seamless way, in an appropriate way, into the content itself. Are we there with VR and games where it's integrated in a very natural and necessary way as opposed to kind of gimmicky way?
Yeah, actually, I think so. I've played plenty of VR games now where, I mean, I forget I'm wearing a headset. I'm just lost in the experience. It's not gimmicky. It's just immersive and awesome. It's hard to explain that to people who haven't actually put on a VR headset and had a good experience. So, yeah, there are plenty of people that have tried VR, but maybe it was one of the early projects that, you know, was kind of wonky and didn't really do much. Now, though, I think it's a good time to jump back in and try something new. There's a ton of horror experiences that I personally love. I love being scared. But, yeah, there's also movies. I mean, there's a ton of really cool stuff.
Awesome. All right. Anything else that's come out of GDC that is kind of really revolutionary or worth mentioning in terms of big announcements?
Oh, it's just that the developers are getting together once again and moving the industry forward. I mean, that's really why I'm here. I love seeing all the indie developers getting together and, you know, figuring out better ways to make their games and making connections. There's no big product announcements that I can think of, but Nintendo's here, Microsoft is here, Google's here. It's a really cool vibe.
And then one last question. What is the game you are playing right now that you can't stop playing?
Overwatch. Forever.
Okay.
Right. I know. But my reward for finishing GDC is going to be Devil May Cry 5.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm writing that down. That's one to watch. That. Excellent. Well, Jesse,
oh, yes.
We cannot thank you enough for joining us on the show. It's so great to have you. Can we check in with you again maybe as we get closer to E3, which is not that far over the horizon?
Oh, don't say that. But yes, of course you can.
My back still hurts from the time that I worked in the games business and working that trade show. It's more intense than CES, which is saying something to those who visited both. It is crazy. So Jessica Condit, she is at Engadget. She is a senior editor. Jessica, I will let you get back to the show, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We are coming right back.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank.
fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Everyone, it is Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, heading into our last segment. I'm going to bring in Cody Castleberry, my producer and game aficionado. Cody, are you excited about Stadia? There's not all that much information, really, but are you excited about it nonetheless?
It is pretty interesting. I could say I'm pretty excited about the idea of the future.
It's so many questions.
This is a lot of questions, a lot of unanswered things. There's just the inherent latency that something like that's going to have. Is that ever going to be diminished to the point where you wouldn't feel like you needed the console at your house or your computer at your house to not have that latency when playing games online or anything? Or just even because they have to send you the video, you have to respond to the video, it has to send back to that so that your character action on screen is in time with your hands.
And offline, we were talking about, you know, so we are about, well, you're considerably younger than I am. And I live in a semi-rural area. And I think I was amongst the first people to get DSL about the year 2000. We're almost two decades into broadband internet connections. And we've really come a long ways from those early days to now. You know, when we think about back then, even with DSL, you really couldn't stream meaningful video quality at all. And then you could, and now you can do simultaneous, high-def stuff. You know, in the house, we're all watching Netflix. We're all watching over-internet content. We've really come a long ways. But like you said, this is an entirely different level of need in terms of all these handshakes back and forth with what's going on in the action of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're watching a video and you have a little bit of latency, you probably won't notice because they'll just assemble the video ahead of time for you so that it just plays, you know. But when you're responding to actions in a game, it has to happen immediately. You know, if you have any of that latency, it could spell death for your character. I mean,
yes. So that is really a big consideration on this. I mean, I think as Jessica pointed out in when we were talking to her, you know, if there's a group of people that are forgiving, it's probably gamers because they're used to technological challenges. That world is fraught with that potentially from time to time. So they understand. If you've been doing any online gaming, any of that stuff, you know that from time to time you're just going to not have a great experience. So folks, I think in that world are a little bit more forgiving, but it is a gigantic challenge for Google. And, you know, you can only do so much on your end, and then you're dependent on the stuff you have no control over from your end to the house.
Right. And so all that being said, it's a first step, right? So you give it a few years, like she was saying, maybe 10 years, it'll be ironed out and smoothed out, and then it's obviously the future. You know, you think about it, why would you pay for a console? Why would you want to buy the hardware when you could just stream it over Google's service? So it's obviously what's coming.
It is.
Is it ready now?
You know, yeah. Probably. And will it completely take over? You know, it's far, far, far too early. So we'll see what the business model is. And my guess is, I think like Jessica was saying, it's probably going to be a subscription service, you know, especially in a business where there is such a gigantic costs. And, you know, if you're Google, you've got all of the server side gigantic costs. So subscription services make sense because it's that constant stream of money coming in to kind of support all of that infrastructure. So my guess is it's going to certainly be that, you know, just from a business side of things, it's what everybody likes. But, and again, we are going to all have these choices to make. You know, you and I were talking offline about, you know, some of the recent rate increases for Netflix, and we've got new products coming in from Disney and from Warner Media that are going to be subscription-based services, something from Apple. So, you know, everybody's trying to get 15, 12, 11, whatever the number is, bucks out of your pocket each month. And that really starts to add up. And, you know, you mentioned you're kind of, as Netflix prices go up, is it something that you're really getting your value out of? Or do you just kind of walk away from it? So, you know, yet another subscription causes one pause to kind of consider, do I really, really, really need it? And if you're a gamer, of course, you do. You're going to probably get rid of Netflix and get potentially Stadia. But it's just another 15 or 12 or whatever the number is coming out of that pocket. And that really adds up. And as you know, too, internet prices, you know, just for internet connections at your house, they ain't going down.
Steadily
and they're
going
never,
up.
they're really going up. So I'm hoping the new 5G thing will kind of come in, and that will be, you know, some sort of a realistic option for internet, perhaps in the home, some competition. But right now, there's not a lot of competition, unfortunately. So we will see where it all ends up. Very interesting, but I'm sure as a gamer, you're kind of excited about it.
I'm pretty excited about being able to just play the next generation of video games without having to drop $700 on a PlayStation something, whatever it would be.
Exactly.
So that's pretty good.
Well, on that note, let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening in today to this edition of Popular Technology Radio. We certainly appreciate you giving us the time and checking us out. We know you have a lot of options out there. And, of course, we are podcast and available at all the various places, including Apple iTunes, if you want to go back and revisit some of those other episodes. So thanks to all the folks listening in today. Thanks to the great stations that carry us across this country and our friends at Radio America for syndicating us out there. So, folks, have a great week, and we will talk to you next time. It's Popular Technology Radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future.